What is zero-based budgeting? The core idea is simple. At the start of each cycle, assume your income is a blank sheet, and every dollar must be actively assigned to a specific destination before spending. Opposite to traditional spend-then-save, it puts saving and investing at the start, not the leftovers. The name comes from corporate budgeting, meaning not from last year base but from zero item by item. For personal finance, it rejects the inertia of last month's spend equals this month's spend, instead asking where each dollar should go this month. Its power forces choice. When income is limited, allocation exposes real needs versus inertial spending. Many first-timers find thousands spent monthly on things they do not care about. Zero-based is not asceticism but taking autonomy back. You decide flow, not bills. The fundamental difference from traditional budgeting. Incremental budgeting default logic. Income minus spent is surplus, save what remains. Surplus tends to zero because spending expands to fill income. Zero-based reverses. Income minus actively set saving, investing, necessary, remainder is freely spendable. Saving moves from residual to priority, forced quota, not luck. Another difference is granularity. Incremental sees only totals. Zero-based requires every dollar named. Naming itself constrains, hard to spend on unclear. Friendly to volatile earners, freelancers, commission sales with unstable income can run minimum viable allocation, protect saving and necessary floor, distribute extra, more resilient than fixed ratio. Four steps to build zero-based budget. Step 1. Determine cycle total income. Use after-tax take-home, not pre-tax gross. If volatile, take lowest month of last half-year as base to avoid overestimate. Step 2. List all expense categories and rank. Must housing, utilities, food, important saving, investing, insurance, optional entertainment, subscription, social. Put important before optional, the key move. Step 3. Pay yourself first. On income arrival, transfer saving and investing. Set aside necessary, remainder is spendable. Wrong order saving never ranks front. Step 4. Month-end review. Compare plan versus actual. Find overspend and unspent. Adjust next month. It is dynamic. First 2 months rough normal. 3 to 4 months gets accurate. Expense classification. Name the money. 5 to 8 categories enough. Fixed rent loan. Living food transport. Protection insurance fund. Growth saving investing learning. Pleasure entertainment social. Each with monthly cap. Naming visualizes, seeing pleasure 2000 while growth 300 makes you reflect ratio health rather than vague money gone. Keep a buffer class for accidents, 5 to 10% of monthly spend. Budget without buffer is fragile, one repair or illness breaks all allocations and makes people quit. Avoid overfine classification causing recording fatigue, too fine makes daily bookkeeping collapse, unsustainable. Course plus review more sustainable than fine but abandoned. Professional analysis, real data on budget execution rate. Behavioral finance repeatedly shows people using pay-yourself-first structure have significantly higher long-term saving rate than spend-then-save groups. A multi-country household tracking found the former median net worth accumulation over 5 years about 1.5 to 2 times the latter. A useful framework is budget execution rate, the match of actual to planned spend. Studies found households above 80% execution had markedly lower financial anxiety because certainty, not vague panic about where money went. Comparing two failure modes shows difference. No budget random spend has cash flow swing with income, borrows at spend peaks, overfine budget precise week 1 crash week 2 quit week 3. Zero-based sits between, structured not tedious. 3 actionable metrics, saving rate 10 to 20% target, necessary spend under 50%, buffer covering 1 medium accident. Record monthly, budget moves from paper to dashboard. Saving first, make saving default. The iron rule is saving priority. Operational definition, on income day transfer planned saving to independent account, preferably not easily accessible, eliminating the physical condition of save leftover. Priority saving fights spending inertia. Tolerance for spendable balance is high, money in demand gets eaten by social promotion impulse, move it away then rest is safe to spend. Saving amount start 10%, not one shot, raise with income, low start not scary, scary is forever squeezing from residual. Independent account has psychological effect, watching saving grow builds positive feedback, turning budget from restraint to accumulation achievement, drastically lowering persistence difficulty. Month-end review, make budget alive. Review needs no complex sheet, a three-column list plan actual difference suffices. Focus on two or three largest difference categories, ask avoidable or underestimated. Avoidable overspend next month harder constraint, lower cap or cash payment for pain, underestimated raise cap to fit real life not ideal. Review also rewards you, if a category significantly below plan, move a small part to pleasure, forming save has reward loop, budget is not punishment but tool making money obey you. After 3 to 4 months you own your spending baseline, knowing spend, this baseline more accurate than any generic advice, the anchor for all later financial decisions. FAQ. Question: can unstable income use zero-based? A. Yes and more suitable. Use lowest month of half year as base, protect saving and necessary floor, distribute extra, lower optional when volatile, more resilient than fixed ratio. Question: bookkeeping too troublesome to persist? A. Do not overfine, 5 to 8 categories, month end see total difference not daily, use auto sync tools reduce manual, focus trend not perfect record. Question: what saving rate suitable? A. Start 10%, raise with income, target 10 to 20%, KPI.